My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mayfield looks left all the way. Single coverage, one on one. Oh, what a catch! Mike Evans! Fighting through Benjamin St. Juste for a 17-yard touchdown. First and goal from the 4. Mayfield to the end zone. Godwin stretches it across for the touchdown. Mayfield with pressure up the middle, floating it out. He's got him wide open. It's Jalen McMillan. His first catch, his first touchdown. The rookie on the board from 32 yards out. Mayfield to the air, to the end zone, to Evans for the touchdown.
Baker Mayfield's 4 touchdown passes yesterday, the most on opening day against Washington in 25 years. Most of us remember that Troy Aikman threw 5 against Washington in 1999, part of the 21-point comeback Rocket Ishmael game. We didn't have that kind of drama yesterday. Yesterday was a bit more lopsided. Good morning. Washington's opener in Tampa did not go well. That would be the understatement of the day. A 37-20 loss that was one-sided across the board. But especially when it came to Tampa's offense versus Washington's defense. That part of the game can only be described as an all-encompassing beatdown. I mean, it started early, it got worse in the middle, and by the end, it was almost unfair. You know, Tampa's offense had much better players than Washington did on defense, and the Bucs coaches seemed much more prepared than Dan Quinn and his staff were. More than any other thing that happened in the opening game yesterday, Washington's defense was the most significant culprit in the game. The number one reason they got dismantled the way they did in the season opener. Now, I promise you that almost everything I say over the next 3 hours about the game yesterday is and will be, for the most part, just about the game yesterday. One game. You know, there's no chance you're going to hear me give you any far-reaching conclusions about this team after one game. I said it last week, the week before that, the week before that. You are a fool if you make 1 week in the NFL, especially week one, a referendum on anything. Week one is the biggest head fake week of the season. You know, let's not forget that old Riverboat Ron, He went 3-1 in season openers. How'd that work out for him? But especially, you know, when you're talking about teams that are completely new, you know, after an offseason makeover. Washington has much more, if not the most, new of any team in the league. You can't read that much into week one. You can't read that much into weeks two through four, two through five, six, either. This league and the teams in it change so dramatically week to week, especially, as I said, when you're a brand new team, which Washington is. You know, Dan Quinn said something after the game that I think was an understanding of yesterday's result and probably the results to come early in the season. I want you to hear this part of his introductory remarks after the game.
You need the struggle to see the identity develop. You don't want it, but you do need it. And that part, you know, is hard, and that struggle happened tonight. And so,
yeah, it did. You know, he said something, Denton, similar a few weeks ago when he was on with us. And I asked him, you know, can you really learn anything about your team before you start playing real games? You know, and he said something to the effect of, no, what you learn is whether or not you're putting together the right kind of habits, or you have the kind of work habits where, you know, you want them to start to establish an identity. And he thought that they were making great progress. But I wonder, though, if the identity that he talked about, that Adam Peters talked about so much throughout the offseason and preseason, playing fast, playing physically, competing until the end, I wonder if he was a bit disappointed with some of that, you know, especially on defense yesterday. You know, I talked about something on the show a few weeks back. And it was brief, and it was a reference to kind of a phrase they had been using since they were hired. And it was in reference to what I really, the way I deemed it to be, a very optimistic offseason and preseason view from Dan Quinn and even Adam Peters when he got the chance to speak. Every chance we got, we heard about, you know, the solid progress, this special sauce, which is the phrase they use no less than a half dozen times during the offseason, the special sauce that they believed that they had gotten right. And that was their way of describing the type of players they brought in. And, you know, the way they, the coaches, were going to put them in places to succeed. You know, and I mentioned and I tweeted it out yesterday that it just was kind of bugging me during the game yesterday. It's my two cents here. I'd talk less about identity and secret sauce and show us those things instead. And then we can heap praise on the team for those things. It's not, by the way, anything like previous regimes. I'm not saying that at all. I really like this group so far. Benefit of the doubt, Kev. In full effect. I like Dan Quinn, and I really believe that it will all play out much better than the way it started yesterday. But he knew and said in that quote, you need to struggle to see the identity develop. Knowing that some struggles were coming, I would have made it a point to talk less about that identity and the progress that they had made publicly. Just my opinion. I go back to the Godfather. I go back to Joe Jackson Gibbs when it comes to this stuff. He never told us anything that was going well. I mean, nothing was ever going well when he was in front of a mic. And I know today's media responsibilities are totally different. I get that. But you would have thought listening to Gibbs in the offseason and in the preseason and then in the week leading up to a game that his team had no chance. Now, he wasn't that way behind closed doors, but there was no way he was going to promise anything great. You know, and by the way, that's not what Quinn did. I'm not suggesting that's what he did. Gibbs' total focus was always on showing us, you know, over-delivering on game day. And then letting us talk about his team in very optimistic ways. Again, small nit to pick. He and AP and DQ, are far from what we've had around here over the last 25 years. Nothing comparable. I'm not suggesting that at all. But none of the talk about anything over the last 7 to 8 months really meant anything until yesterday. You know, you are judged on games that start in September and hopefully run through late January and beyond. But he told you with that quote, it's going to take some time. Yesterday wasn't necessarily a wake-up call for them as much as it was a bit of a current reality check on their identity development. But again, you know, and I'm going to beat this dead horse today. It's one game, and it's the first game. So almost all of the conversation today about yesterday's game, for me anyway, will be about yesterday's game as a standalone entity. And no, I'm not changing my 10-7 prediction after one game. 2 to 3 more games like yesterday, we'll talk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.